Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I love this time of year because we get to look back at the trends of 2022. I'm a little bit horrified at the Oxford English Dictionary's word of the year. Apparently, metaverse was pushed out, and the winner is apparently goblin mode. Now, I've never heard of the word goblin mode, and maybe fine, I'm not as young as I was yesterday, but Mukundi is. No, that doesn't make sense either. Either way, he's never heard of goblin mode either. Have any of you? 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's apparently Oxford English Dictionary's trending word of the year. Nicola Cooper, well, she's a researcher. She's a trend analyst. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Have you heard of goblin mode?
I have, yes, and I think I have been in goblin mode on a few occasions myself. And also identify with Liza Schlesinger, who's a comedian, who has a party goblin as well.
So what is goblin mode? Because I don't know, I feel like everybody's had this conversation that they didn't invite me to. I'm not in that WhatsApp group.
Well, I think if you are going to be taking a rest this December, you should definitely tap into the trend. It really is kind of an unapologetic, self-indulgent, lazy
sounds perfect.
Way of living. So for me, that typically includes pizza and sofa surfing and just chilling very, very hard.
All right. Oh, so that's goblin mode. All right. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I had absolutely
it's
no idea.
It's kind of look you don't want to go out in. Dirty
sweatpants. Okay. Now I'm getting the picture. So what were the big trends of 2022?
Well, I think, obviously dance challenges are really key to our normal life, whether they're good or bad. At the moment, I'm finding the sort of Wednesday Addams dance really incredible and watching the articulation of that sort of roll out on the platforms. Mm. I also really enjoy, myself, and one of the key trends for 2022 is a glow up, which I really love. I love a good glow up to see how people have altered and changed and see them celebrate their achievements. I also do love dumb beauty trends, one of the trending topics for 2022.
Like, dumb beauty trends. I love that.
You know, trying out really silly things and just having fun with it. Right. And then as someone that's very, very curious about the darker side of things, the Google Earth trend, where they sort of identify weird and wonderful things via the Google Earth sort of apps. So all of those, there's so many. There's a little bit for everybody, and for me, it keeps me highly, highly entertained.
So I've often wondered how these trends come about, because I'll be on TikTok. Well, I'm not really on TikTok, but Instagram Reels, and you'll start to see these trends, you know, with a certain, let's say, piece of music, and people are doing a dance. How do they get going? Is it an intentional strategy? Or do they grow organically?
Most of the time, to be honest, they grow organically. Mm-hmm. There is sort of a moment that is triggered it, and then it sort of just explodes. And I think that's what's so fascinating about the platform. And I think especially to marketers and those in business is like, you know, the penultimate is understanding how to make something go viral, because it is so elusive. And there are some, you know, sort of deliberate attempts at that. But I think some of the strongest ones just really tap into, you know, the kind of central mood or the kind of zeitgeist at the time. And it really is around sort of social commentary and what's driving that kind of social commentary, whether it be humor or critical world events or pop culture.
And sometimes we'll have, I've seen quite a bit of this on Instagram, where you'll have a comedian, let's say, talking about marriage, and a guy plays it plays it for his wife and films her reaction to it. You see a lot of this type of thing, and I often wonder, is that just because that is on my algorithm, or is this something that is sort of viral across the board?
No, that is definitely a viral thing. I mean, my personal sort of kind of top secret watch is watching reaction videos. I love it for some reason, I don't know. And I sort of go into a deep dark hole of seeing reactions to certain things, whether it's music or anything, you know, trying something the first time. But I also do love the reactionary videos, you know, that are super silly, and also find sort of a gravitas in the platform, and that is like spooking someone or jumping out and trying to scare them. I think it's just, you know, this kind of playfulness that is part of the duality of TikTok. You are able to have really light, fluffy things, or you can have like really focused and critical discussions. And that's what's so lovely about the sort of platform, is that you can, you know, sort of fall into a kind of deep dive into these different spaces dependent on your mood.
And in fact, your dog just reminded me about the whole the whole animal trend, you know, watching dogs. And in fact, we've got a lot of personalization of dogs where we are allowed supposedly into the this, you know, Labrador's darkest thoughts. And, you know, those are also a wonderful trend.
I mean, as a result of COVID, really, when we were trapped in our homes, and as you can hear my dog Jimmy Bear giving the neighbors hell, I think it's really, I mean, about the fact that those little animals crept into Zoom videos and into the background. And who doesn't enjoy looking at cute animal photos? I know in some of the platforms they've got celebrities, and generally very handsome celebrities, hanging out with puppies. We do know that that's something that attracts an audience for sure.
And obviously cats as well. So what do you see for the next year?
I definitely think TikTok is definitely a place to be watching, especially around the shifts that is happening on Twitter, mm-hmm. as a result of Elon Musk taking control there. I think that with many of the brands, I mean, obviously Balenciaga, but Balenciaga is in its own critical circumstances at this moment, is a lot of brands are going to probably remove themselves and move towards TikTok. And things like social commerce are really critical to brands, and the idea of trust and getting very authentic, digestible, what we call snackable content. You know, it's quick. It's, you know, it's not something that's long drawn out. I think that we're going to see quite interesting things happening in TikTok as a result of these different things that are happening outside of TikTok.
That's where we leave it. Absolutely fascinating conversation. I'd love to hear from you, 34519 or 0618951019. What is the trend that you have enjoyed? Nicola Cooper, founder of NCNA, trend researcher, analyst, and cultural strategist.